Roger Rashid, it's been a dramatic US Open. Well done to Novak Djokovic. He launches a 14th Grand Slam title with that 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 win over Del Potro. But they're good mates, but it was extremely tight. The scoreline doesn't quite indicate that.
No, it wasn't. Good morning. It was an amazing tennis match in the sense that it was big hitting. It was physical. There was a lot of demands on them. And, you know, as I said, the 6-3 first set scoreline, TK, was so close. It was one break point. And that Del Potro, get this, I mean, these are great stats. I mean, he was serving at 82% in that first set. It just shows the remarkable ability of the greatest return of server we've ever seen in the game, and that's Novak. And not his ability just to get the ball in play, that's the first thing, but it's where he's able to get it in play, and he gets it through the middle and the back third of the court. So he gets in a neutralised position and sometimes very offensive immediately off the return. And then it was just, you know, that set was extremely tight. He goes up 3-1 in the second. You look like things are moving away from Del Potro. Then there was a comeback from Del Potro, some long tennis. It was an 18-minute game. And then that tiebreak was one of those critical moments in the tennis match. You could see, you know, at two sets to love, it's very hard to lose from that point. And that was basically Del Potro's US Open because the court being so slow, he wasn't being able to penetrate through the court like he normally does and actually take his player out of position. And he's playing against the best defender, the best counterpuncher, and the best returner in the game, and he had that. And so with a slow court, it even made it harder to penetrate. So there were more unforced errors, but that wasn't the tale of the storyline. It was just hard to penetrate him. And you got to give credit to Novak, boys. I mean, since the Queens this year, I mean, in February he had elbow surgery. At Queens this year, which is June, he was runner-up at Queens. He won Wimbledon, won Cincinnati, which was a lead-in to 2 weeks before the US Open, and then wins the US Open, and he's back at number three in the world. I mean, it's an extraordinary period of tennis.
Yeah, and Naomi Osaka, first ever Grand Slam, 20 years of age. She's moved into the top 10 in the rankings.
Yeah, and it's a great storyline for her. It's going to be interesting to see how all that pans out. I mean, she's, you know, to win a major is big. We've had a lot of the females win majors now. We've had Simona Halep, Caroline Wozniacki. We've had now Naomi Osaka, Sloane Stephens. We want one of them to start winning multiple majors, if you know what I mean. We need someone to be grabbing the game and owning it, and not obviously Serena's been doing that in the past, and Muguruza's won a couple, but no one's really owned it. So it's been pushed around to a few of them, which is great. But we want to see if someone can get multiple Grand Slams moving forward. She may be the one, but look, it's a big hill to climb every time you turn up into a major event. But yeah, look, it's one of those remarkable US Open. There's still a lot of talk about that tennis match. Hopefully it dies down. There wasn't a lot of support for the umpire. I think there is now getting more support for the umpire from the governing bodies, which is really important. But the men's final yesterday was an extraordinary one. He's now up to 14 Grand Slams, Novak. He sits, Rafa's on 17, and then Roger's on 20. I mean, you know, in 2 or 3 years' time, it's going to be interesting to see where all these numbers fall, to be honest. So he's had an extraordinary career. His 14 Grand Slams have come with Roger and Rafa being in their sort of prime time. And so that makes it even more amazing. 51 Grand Slams, boys, between those three guys in the last decade or so. I mean, they've been thieves, haven't they? They've stolen everything.
Well, I don't think we should mention thieving on the back of what Serena was claiming, which was complete nonsense. But then that WTA organisation have come out and supported her, which is just nonsensical to start with. Yep. They're doing no one any favours whatsoever. We heard from Ash Barty earlier on. Congratulations to her, mate. She'd lost four Grand Slam doubles final. She's come out with Coco Vandeweghe and won. We were talking earlier, playing doubles, wouldn't that help your skills at the net, definitely?
Oh, absolutely. You're spot on. You guys should be coaches.
Why don't more play it? I understand it's a drain and all that, but geez, it's about building your skill base, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's more importantly, it does a few things. That if you're not winning a lot of singles matches, you could actually create some wins, so you get some momentum, and you feel, you know, so that's actually a good feeling as well when you actually feel like you're in the tournament. Sometimes there are players that aren't winning a lot of singles matches, so there's that Two, it actually helps the return. It really dials you in on some precision returning and that forward part of the court. You're 100% right. You know, getting to understand that forward part of the court more often actually does help, because some really key moments in a lot of matches, this is the ironic part about it, some really key moments in big matches happen at the net, where someone's forced themselves forward or they feel like they need to come forward and create a bit of pressure, but then they're a rabbit in headlights when they get there. They don't understand the territory of the net and how to actually cover court position. So Ash is great at both of those. She plays a multi-purpose. You know, she was obviously in finals with Casey DeLuck, where they unfortunately didn't win one. Coco's big, strong. She offers another element. So they'll be a tough combination to beat all the time, full time. So it's great for her to see. Look, she's having great success on the singles court and doubles court. And Dylan Alcott also won the...
Yeah, I was about to say, that's great news for Dylan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, look, it's good. It's there, you know, they're at all the majors now. They get involved. And Dylan's had a great career. Obviously, it was basketball, now tennis. And so passionate. If you ever get a chance to go out and watch him play, he's more intense than some of the big boys. I mean, he's just every point side he's on, he notices everything in the crowd, every movement. He's total professional at his craft as well. It's great to see that result.
Roger, we thank you so much, mate, for your coverage over the past fortnight of the US Open, and we always appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be on, as always.